I keep reminding myself that we are in a pretty short, pretty standard election period, right? Like, I mean, like, we are about just a little bit over halfway through. We're just almost at the halfway point. And at this point, you just got to take a reset and look at, I think people are just kind of, I'm someone who is maybe a little bit too much in the news cycle quite often, you know, but I'm aware that this is about the time when people begin to say, all right, what's going on in this election? I want to start paying a little bit closer attention to it. And here's what happened a couple days ago. At his campaign rally in Brampton, supporters for Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre, they were wearing shirts and holding signs bearing the slogan, "Do you believe in the polls?" Polling in this federal election has shown that the Liberals are ahead of the Conservatives, who initially held more than a 20-point lead. To just talk about polls and skepticism around polls and what it all means in this pretty significant election, Jeffrey Rosenthal is here. He's a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto. Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Listen, what are the polls currently saying about this election?
Yeah, well, it's certainly been a fascinating ride, as you say. And before Trudeau resigned, the Conservatives were up by 20 to 25 points, and now the Liberals are up by 5 to 10 points, and it's just been one of the most incredible turnarounds you've ever seen.
The idea of the Conservatives being up by 20 points, that's quite a remarkable point to be at, just to begin with. But in light of the rally in Brampton, there's now this Instagram account called Canadian Real Polls that is sharing this skepticism online. There is always, I think, a deal of skepticism. Pollsters have kind of been wrong before. That does happen. Is there more concern than there might be that, you know, in terms of this time around, that they might be wrong?
Well, I wouldn't say especially so. I mean, as you say, there's always a certain group which is skeptical of the polls. And, of course, polls aren't perfect. They're just a snapshot. For one thing, things can certainly change in the next few weeks before the election. And also, polls have a certain amount of built-in error because they're just taking a small random sample. They're not asking everybody. And there can be biases due to response bias. And maybe, you know, some people are more likely to answer than others. So polls are far from perfect. And it's okay to have a little bit of skepticism about them. On the other hand, there's been a lot of polls, and they're pretty much all saying consistent things, so they're certainly sending a clear message.
The number of Conservative supporters, what they're pointing to say that, hey, the polls might be wrong, is that they're pointing to the really high rally turnouts. And they're saying, look at all these rallies. Thousands of people are coming out to these rallies. How could these polls actually be accurate? What is the danger, you think, in conflating the poll numbers and the rally numbers?
Yeah, so there's a few things to say there. I mean, one is that, of course, nobody likes to hear a poll which says the other guy is ahead if you're a strong supporter of your guy. So I think a lot of the people who, you know, hate the polls now, well, if suddenly the polls showed the Conservatives up by 10%, I think they'd suddenly all like the polls. So that's part of it. But then you mentioned the rally size. And I mean, of course, rallies say something. They say that there's a few thousand people who are, you know, really strong, committed supporters, and they're willing to travel, and they're willing to cheer you on, and they're almost certainly going to vote, and they might even contribute money, and they might even help you campaign. But the issue is, rallies are in the size of a few thousand. The votes, when they finally happen, are a few million people. You need, 5 or 6 million votes to win an election. So the problem is conflating a few thousand people at a rally with a few million people that you need to vote for you.
Now, here's where I'm wondering if this is something different, which is to say, party leaders have been addressing some of these conversations. Do they have a responsibility to address the kind of rhetoric that says, hey, do you believe in the polls?
Well, to me, there's a big difference between what you think of the opinion polls and what you think of the actual election results. And sometimes they kind of get conflated together. Now, it's okay to have a bit of skepticism about the public opinion polls. They might be wrong. They're just a snapshot. But then when it comes to the actual election results, when you start saying, hey, I don't believe the election results, then that's anarchy. That's, you know, not believing in the democratic process. That's not accepting the way we select our governments. And that's really dangerous, as we've seen in the United States. So I think, you know, you can have a little skepticism about the opinion polls, but make sure when you're talking about the actual election results, that's something different. That's something we all have to accept. That's the basis of our democracy.
This hasn't happened yet. I think that's an important thing to address. When asked about it, both Carney and Poilievre said that they will accept election results no matter the outcome. Do you feel like they need to take more time to address that, given the recent momentum of questioning the polls?
Well, as I say, there's two issues. There's questioning the polls and questioning the election. And, just because a few people bought some hoodies and so on and you wore some hats, I don't think that means there's such a big movement. And I think it's good, and I respect all the leaders for saying, yes, they'll accept the election results, whatever happens. And that's what they have to keep saying. They say, look, we're going to campaign as hard as we can. We're going to try to win. We really hopefully we win. We'll be really disappointed if we lose, but we're going to accept the results. That's important, and we should all say that.
There is a there's a difficult thing that that we have to do in the media, which is to say polls are a way of taking temperature of where the voters are, which is why we report on the polls. But also, polls change all the time during an election. I think like the most famous example of this is obviously the 2016 U.S. election. All the polls suggested that Hillary Clinton might win that election. Donald Trump ends up winning it. What are polls useful for?
Well, they're useful for a few things. One is that you have to remember there have been, you know, some big misses of the polls, such as the 2016 election that you mentioned, but that was a case where everyone knew it was going to be extremely close. They just thought that Hillary Clinton had the advantage. So if the polls aren't extremely close, then you can rely on them a lot more. But if it's very close, it's hard to say. So that's part of it. But also, they tell a story as you go along, and in particular, this incredible turnaround in the polls from the conservatives being way ahead to the liberals being ahead was an incredible story. And if we didn't have any polls, you know, we wouldn't have much to talk about. We'd just say, I don't know, they got this new guy, Carney. I don't know if people like him. I guess we'll find out later. And I think people who don't like the polls maybe don't realize how much they'd miss them if we didn't have any polls. We just wouldn't have much to talk about then.
I like the polls to a 3% margin 19 times out of 20. I really appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much for being here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, of course. Jeffrey Rosenthal is a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto. 17 minutes past 8. Feels like -4 in downtown Toronto right now. Jennifer Allen, how's the traffic?